It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. Welcome to another episode of the Christopher Terrence Jones Show. Can we talk? I'm back! Wow. I've been gone for a whole month, you guys. It was my birthday, but I really took off because I needed to work on my mental health. You guys know mental health is a serious thing. And, you know, with COVID at an all-time high with the new Delta variant, so much was going on. I just needed a break. I needed to just kind of get my emotions together because I was just all over the place and I couldn't really just do anything. So I needed a break and I needed to get it together. So, thank God for my time away. During my time away, you know, life still keeps going. Even when you try to shut down, life keeps going. I lost 2 more people. Fayette, Erica, guys, rest in paradise. I always say this, tomorrow is not promised. Live your best life. And Fayette was a young man who worked on my brother's dream team. And he went to work overnight, worked overnight, got off in the morning off his graveyard shift, and was going to clock out and had a heart attack. Right there at work. Took him out of here. I decided I didn't want to do anything birthday-wise. I just wanted a day in the park. So, I decided I would do nothing big. So, I just had a day in the park. We all come sit out, have some great wine, and just see each other. And be in each other's presence. And when we left there, I was getting ready to pull away and I got the message that Erica had passed away. COVID got her. And you guys know I've been on the fence. I am so paranoid of needles. Needles are my, it's like, worst nightmare. And I've been on the fence. I was like this. I told y'all, I'll take any pill you want me to take. I promise you, I will take any pill. But the thought of the needle has weighed me down. And because the people kept passing away, I'm going to tell y'all something. And it's just, it's my truth. You know, we get so caught up with things that are going on. And I had got to the point where I really was like, I was fine if COVID took me out of here. Because it's taking everybody else. It has no respect to person. It's not picking one. It's not picking any other. It is doing whoever, whenever, however. We don't even know how people are just contracting it. They don't know who they were around. And I've always kept my circle really short. Right before Erica, I had really been battling about getting the shot and getting this thing. And I finally have made up my mind that I'm going to get the shot. And like I say, I know people who have the shot and have gotten COVID after getting the shot. So I just have been completely on the fence about what I was going to do. I was sitting there leaving my birthday, and Erica, I got that message, and I was just like, I could hear her saying, "My only friend," and I smiled because we've had so many great times, but my heart also just hurt, and I said, I have to do this now. Eventually, I knew that it was going to happen, too. That it was going to be a requirement or a mandate through my job because I'm a school bus driver in the daytime. So I kind of knew that that was coming. And so I started wondering and pondering about how that was going to play. play out because I was just going to have to do it. Well, we reached that point. In October, my job has said that either you take the shot, or every 5 days you have to get tested. And I'm just like, Lord, help me, Jesus. But I am going to go ahead and do the shot. And this week, I've said in my mind, I'm going to go ahead and make an appointment. I have to make an appointment. I told my cousin I need to go with her. I need to go have, like, a couple of shots of tequila, a couple of shots of vodka, something before I head in, because I'm telling y'all, I'm so scared of this needle process. It's just like, OMG. Why, Jesus? Why? Why? But that's where we are. I also want to say, you know, while I've been away, so much happened. You know, it was a month, but so much happened. While I was away, we lost an amazing actor, Michael K. Williams. You guys remember him from The Wire. Oh, my gosh, he played Omar. He was just this drug lord who had no hindrance on anything. He was, I mean, wow. If you watch The Wire, he had no fear of anything. But we lost him, and I'm just like, such great talent, 54 years old, gone, and no one knows who that is. We don't have any, we're not saying anything, we just don't know right now, and in time, if we're supposed to find out, we'll find out. If not, we'll keep it moving. So, prayers go out to his family. You are truly going to be missed, sir. Just an amazing talent and amazing actor. So, that's that. So, what else is going on? I also took a break from my shows that I do with the Fellas Point of View podcast. We'll be back on tomorrow evening. Say yay! They will be back. As well as tonight, The Perspective will be back at 7 p.m. on Facebook Live with my brother. You guys know I do that show on Wednesday evening. I do a lot sometimes. It just seems like I do a lot. But I did want to talk about this. I said I wasn't, but I do have to talk about this. My friend invited me to this event called Conchon, I don't know if I'm saying that right. It's a food and wine festival, and it was up at Charles Krug Winery in St. Helena. We're up there. And Conchon, 555. And it's called the Heritage Fire. And it's supposed to be a whole animal live fire culinary experience. You know, I go to festivals all the time. I'm always in some little queue drinking event with food and stuff like that. And usually, you know, the tickets cost a pretty penny, so you're paying for the experience. Well, I wasn't going to talk about it, but I have to really talk about this experience. I was really just devastated with the promoter, whoever did this. And when we arrived, after spending $100 and something for a ticket, this was not the VIP ticket, we arrived and you gave us plastic wine glasses. Now, this is not a new event. This event has been going on for years. But you gave gave us plastic wine glasses. I'm sorry. For a hundred and something, whatever it was that I paid for these tickets, I paid way less for a ticket, and I've gotten a real wine glass. It may not have been the fanciest wine glass of life, but it has been a wine glass. Glass. Not plastic. Glass. So, my youngest sister came with me, and my good friend Janata, who I go to a lot of events with, she was the one who told us about the event. Well, Janata and I arrived about maybe 7 or so minutes late, just a few minutes late, and then my sister was stuck in traffic, so she was like maybe 35 minutes late. Now, this is unlimited drinking, unlimited eating. You just go from table to table, and you come in. Now, when my sister arrived, they had no more plastic wine glasses, and they gave her a small little plastic
food should have been ready for
the first person that came through the door. If the event started at 5, when I walked to your table, I should have been able to get food from your table at 5:01. I shouldn't have to hear you tell me, oh, come back at 5:15, because then we'll have food. But see, the problem is, if I try to come back there at 5:15, what if I have other stuff in my hand? So now I've got all of these little tiny plates in my hand, and I'm trying to juggle them, plus the wine glass that you did not give me to hang around my neck. So I have all of it with no seating. Everything is a stand-only option until you find the VIP area. And then there was like a few chairs, and people had swiped the chairs out there and put them out into the general population area. And you want somebody to come back. What's the reason for coming back when I've spent over $100 for this ticket? I almost want to say the ticket was like $150. I want to say that's what I spent, but I'd have to go back and look. And I really can't remember what it was, but I'm thinking that it was close to $150 or $130, somewhere in that bracket. But you want people to come back, and how do you come back when you have a mediocre experience the first time? So now, as I moseyed on around, there was some paella that everybody talked about. It was so amazing. Every time I went to the paella place, the stand, they had no food. Oh, we're cooking. Did you think this thing through before you got here? I just don't understand how we don't plan and pre-plan and day of planning to make sure that everybody gets a wonderful experience from stopping at your booth. Because if I never tasted your food, I can't tell anybody about your food. So if you have a restaurant and you wanted me to say, hey, tag our restaurant because you're an influencer, I can't tag your restaurant. I never got your food. I don't know what it tastes like. So, all bad for you right now. All bad for you. Now, I may give them another chance next year. I may try it out and go back again. I'm not sure because who knows? Another event may happen at the same time. And it might just be a better event and it may cost less. I'm telling you, I've paid less. And I got some amazing wine glasses from the events I went to. And usually, if I really just be truthful, very few events have I went to where I felt like I've gotten the $100-something that I've spent on the ticket. I felt like that, okay, I really had a great time here. The food was amazing, and I just really got full because everything is just little tiny bites. Tiny little bite. And that leads me on to my next event that I just went to. I went to Lady M, the Baccarat tasting, cake tasting experience at Raymond Vineyard. And so when I saw the advertisement, I said, ooh, a slice of cake and a glass of wine. So I was like, oh, cool. This should be cool. Well, let me tell y'all. We arrived, and it was three of us. So my friend took me to that for my birthday. Well, she took me and my other friend for both. It was our birthday. Our birthday happened to be on the same day. So we went for that, and we arrived. It was extremely hot outside, so we couldn't do the outside experience. We ended up having to go inside, and they moved everything into this little room that I guess they had not been using for a long time. So we were in this room. It's dark. The ambiance. Have you ever been to Raymond? Raymond is a winery that is extremely, extremely dark. Dark colors, dark know what I mean? Not a big fan of Raymond wines. Raymond wines are just, you really go more for the experience and the ambiance, but their wine, I still ain't got there. And y'all know that John Legend does a wine with LBE with Raymond. So if you go there, you want to go taste, go make sure you taste his wine, support him, try it out, because each person's palate is totally different. So when you start out, they start with a sparkling. And when they bring out this piece of cake, it's just a little bit bigger than a sugar cube, is what I call it. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Where is the slice of cake that you show on the picture? And come to find out, this was not an actual cake with cake filling. It's a cake crepe. Let me make sure I say that right. So it's a cake filled with, like, crepe filling. I'm like, okay. So the first one was, like, in a plain one. I like this one. But I mean, one bite and you're really gone. They're talking about each cake takes up to 6 hours to make. Lady M cakes are, they take a long time because they have 10 different fillings or 10 different layers. So it takes a minute to get each one done. I'm like, okay, I'm ready for this taste. And I taste and I'm like, oh, this is really nice, you know. It's cute. But I need a little more because I still have a full glass of wine. And this thing is gone. There's a full glass of sparkling here. I was like, well, at least you could have gave me a slice so that I could have paired it. You know? Come on, we have to do better than this. And so I put those pictures up on my Instagram. And you ended up with, there were 4 pairings with the sparkling. And then you finished up with a glass of their Generations, which they only do once a year. So I asked, well, how much would it be to have a slice of cake? Because I just want a slice of cake. The lady goes, oh, well, we don't just do slices of cake. You have to buy a glass of wine. Well, I said, well, how much would that come out to? What's the glass of wine? It just depends on what I can go look. What's the cheapest one? Start there. She says $26. So in order for me to get a glass, a real slice of cake from Lady M, instead of these sugar cubes that I have to purchase a full glass of wine for $26. Remember, I told you I'm not a Raymond fan. I was like, $26. If I go out to a restaurant, that's 2 desserts. I could have some tiramisu, but way cheaper than $26. And get the whole thing. Like, this is crazy. So we all, of course, decided against that. It just wasn't worth spending $26 for a glass of wine that I really wasn't, impressed with like that, or sparkling. So we decided against that, went outside, get a few pictures, you know, great time outside. Oh, I can always get a good picture for Instagram, you know. But I want people to do events. You got to get better. I pride myself on being an event planner who makes sure that my guests leave with, I have to do this again. Oh, my God, this was the most amazing thing. They leave saying, oh, my God, it was too much food. Just food everywhere. And nobody's coming back saying, oh, my God, we didn't get enough food. He didn't have enough of this. I always have an abundance of everything because that's what we're here to do, is make this event memorable. And I just have not had that experience right now with these events. So, if you want to do events and you're starting to come back, make sure you think about the whole process. Make sure you think about the whole process. they getting out of this when they leave? What are their final words and thoughts going to be about your event? Because as the event planner, it all falls back on you. Nobody else but you. Because it's your event. You're the planner. So plan well. I promise you. You plan wrong, we shall see it and know that it was wrong. Kudos to those who do it right. And we'll pray for those of you who do it wrong. I want to send some prayers out to those down in Louisiana. Hurricanes, the flood. God, you guys have been following that. It has just been devastating to watch the subway. Water just comes flushing through the subway. So, you know, kudos to those who, you know, are making it right now. I wish you all the best. Oh, yeah. Anita Baker got her master's back, you guys. Anita Baker owns her master's. So go stream her stuff now, because all the royalties go to her. Great job. Great job. Great, 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 great job. Artists, that's something you need to know about this industry. You want to own your master so that you own the rights to your music. Never let the record label have that control over you, because we can play your music all day, every day, bump, 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 all day, and you never get a dime. You never get a penny. Because the record label will sleep. The executives are at home sleep. And they're getting paid from your labor of love. You know the industry. Get you a manager that knows how to read contracts and will really be there to help you through the process. Otherwise, you could be really screwed. You could also turn into, like Prince was. Prince had to change his name because the record label owned his name. So for 10 years, he was a symbol. Business is serious, people. Business is really serious. Don't be out here thinking that you can just do whatever you want and it's going to be all right. It's not that way. Yeah. Their goal is to get you to sign a deal, but it's also to get you to sign a deal where they make the money, where they come out on top. Well, pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to what's going on. I'm going to take a quick break, and I will be right back.
So, you guys, I forgot to mention that on Saturday, October 9th, 2021 in Oakland, California, Podcast 101. There will be a podcast meetup and live show hosted by Surviving Adulthood Podcast, Tennille and Andy, and Charmaine from Charmaine's World Podcast. Tickets are on sale now. I will put the flyer on my page. Make sure you go out and support creators and creatives. The place to be, Saturday, October 9th, 19. That is funny. Saturday, October 9th, 2021. Okay, I'm not going to stay on this long, but I did want to talk about this. You know, when you get older, you start to value your time, your space, and the friends who are in your circle. And recently, I just had to remind someone that it's my decision to allow anybody in my space. It's my decision to go sit among someone. So let me explain. There's a young man that just started at my job. And he presumes to know just everything. And he really doesn't. He doesn't have a clue. And you can't tell him anything. He's combative. Everything is just a whole bunch of drama with him. You try to tell him something and he just gets to a whole debate. It's a whole defensive mechanism that you just don't understand. And I'm like, why? You don't have enough years. And he said something to me that when I first early on met him, that it completely turned me off. And you guys know I've been driving a school bus for September May, 33 years. 33 years. And he's barely been driving for 5 years. And so he walks up to me and was trying to tell me something. And he said to me, in my experience. And I was like, in your who? And that just let me know that it just wasn't the one. And so I had explained to him how our process worked. And we don't do the typical school bus routes. We basically do like shuttles. And we all pick up at the same stop in the morning. And that means you got 6-7 buses. And we're all holding up traffic because the red lights are going. And everybody has to be on time. You can't leave out of the yard because we all go into the same stop. So if you leave out late, it makes the person behind you late, the person behind that person late, and it's just a domino effect. So he kept leaving late in front of me, and I was like, this is not going to work. So I pulled out before him, so he caught this big old attitude, and I was like, okay, I don't have time for this. So me trying to be nice the next day, he still pulled out late. I pulled over and let him go ahead of me. Well, I'm like, this just ain't going to work. This is not going to work. So, and I've clearly had already said, I don't like his energy. I don't want to be around him. So I don't do anything with him. So we were coming from somewhere. I don't know where we were coming from. And we decided to go have a quick little lunch at Denny's. Y'all know what Denny's is. Just something quick, just to grab a bite before we had to be back at work. And he pulls up. And I'm looking at them like, I already told you, I don't want to be in the same space with him. So what part didn't y'all understand? And then they were like, so, I was like, look, so nothing. I told you, I've been around him enough where he's combative. So we were walking to the door and all of a sudden just out the blue, oh, so you went ahead and you took my way. How do I take your way, sir, when I was here before you? There's no way that you can take that I don't know because I was driving before you got here. You're the bottom of seniority. I'm the top of seniority. I was already driving here. I was driving when you didn't even have a license. And so that turned me off. And like I say, I just don't want you in my space or my, because you're taking away from my good energy. So the next day I try to be nice. I walk over to his bus. Sir, it's time for us to go. Are you going to pull out? This boy goes literally left and starts cussing at me like he literally done lost his mind. And I told y'all, I'm in this phase of life where I done turned into a white girl. You talk crazy to me like that, you can do whatever you want. I'm going to the office. because I'm too old for a kid to be disrespectful to me about something that's simple. And he goes on, yeah, you just in everybody's business. I said, let me tell you something. I'm not in everybody's business. I'm in the business that pays me. And if you get in front of me and block me and cause me to be late, that makes your business my business. If you don't understand that, I can't help you. And I went to him where I went to the side of his window of his bus. He comes out screaming and hollering. And let me show you just how much of a kid is. He calls the office. I'm not doing my route. I'm not doing my route. How old are you? So now you're not going to do your route because I told you, would you like to go now? And so I said, let me call the office. And I said, you know what? I'm not putting up with this. I don't have to put up with this. If you're going to hire people, you need to look at their psyche to find out if they are mentally stable to do the job that they're trying to do. We're transporting children and you're having a tantrum like a 5-year-old. So I told them, look, I'm not dealing with this. I'm not. And that's why I say your space, your time, your energy should be all good vibes. And if people can't agree to that, then that's fine. So I told the other drivers, I'm not doing anything with him. I was coming back from my walk today and they were with him. And normally what happens when we walk, I do a separate walk because I do a longer walk than everybody else. Y'all know I'd be up there huffing and puffing trying to get this weight off of me. But when we get to the corner, we usually meet about the same hour because we both do like a 2-hour walk. I just go a different way. And I see him with them. I walk on. And so what we do is we all participate and bring a little something. So we have a little lunch together, you know, trying to be good, you know, friends and stuff like that. And good coworkers. Well, I went onto my bus when I saw him because I keep telling you, and I mean this, he will not be in my space. I'm not taking his negative energy because I don't have to. So when you got somebody around you that is always negative, negative Nancy's, honey, they always have to debate everything. They always think that they know everything. When you know nothing, don't allow them in your space. Don't give them any energy because with all that is going on in the world, COVID, all the deaths that we've had from COVID, all the grieving that people are going through, people who just had family members just die unexpectedly. You don't need anybody in your space that is going to bring you down. What you need right now is positivity. You need somebody who's going to uplift you, who's going to bring some value to being your coworker, some value to being your friend, some value to being in your space, some uplifting, some positivity. And if they can't do that, then you don't need them. And you don't have to give them energy. And they say, oh, so you just being a grouch. It's not about being a grouch. I just don't want to be bothered. And I'm not going to be bothered. That's the thing that you have to understand. I don't have to be. We are coworkers. That's where we are. Accept that. I don't have to like everybody. You don't have to like everybody. You have to get to a point in your life when you say, enough is enough. I'm going to have peace in my life on this journey that we're on right now. After all the hell we've been through with COVID, I'm going to have peace. That's what you have to accept. And you don't need a motivational person to tell you that. You need to tell yourself that. Tell yourself in the mirror, I'm going to have peace and whatever it takes by whatever means necessary. If I have to walk past you in order to have peace. And that's what I do. So now that he got called into the office or whatever the case may be, every morning now, he waits till I pull out to go out of the yard. There will be peace. See, lift your hands and receive it. There will be peace. I don't care what you thought it was going to be, how you thought it was going to turn out. There will be peace. Because God said I could have it. God said I can have peace because he is peace. And that's where I'm trying to just be in my life. I'm telling you, y'all know, out of all that I've been through, I just want peace. And so I went to one of my friends is a chef. You've heard me talk about her before. Her name is Chef Val. And she works at a restaurant in Oakland called Parlor. So Parlor had a little soft opening because, you know, we're starting to open back up because of COVID. And it was a private event for the staff, their friends and family. And so they cooked dinner for all of us. And, you know, we came and had dinner and we got to try the new stuff that they're having on the entree, on the menu. And I mean, absolutely amazing. Parlor is in Oakland on 19th and Webster. So if you get into Oakland, please go down and have dinner at Parlor. I promise you, you will enjoy the food. The pasta is made fresh daily. Everything is made fresh daily. They use local vendors and stuff like that. So you want to be a part of that. But when we were sitting there talking afterwards to Chef Val, she said there were so many people that, you know, would have wanted to come to this. But she said she invited me and, you know, my wifey Gloria, and Chef Val actually hangs around my uncle, for those of y'all that don't know, my uncle Winford and Alfred. Alfred is her good friend. So she wanted to invite the people who have been in her space and who uplift her and motivate her to do better. Chef Val is an amazing chef. And, you know, we all get in spaces where, am I good enough? Am I doing this right? Somebody else is doing better than me. I don't think I'm good enough. And we go through the coulda, shoulda, wouldas, and all of that. But she said, I invited people who were motivating to me and lifting me up and encouraging me. And that's what you need in your life, people. I promise you, that's what you need. If y'all get rid of some of this drama, your lives could be so much better. When people come with mess, say, I don't want to hear it. What are your thoughts? I don't want to hear it. I don't have a thought. I don't have any, because it doesn't concern me. So I don't have any comments, questions. It doesn't concern me. The only thing that concerns me right now is having peace in my life. And y'all wonder why I'm always in Napa. Why I'm the wine guy. Because when I'm in Napa, I'm in a whole different space, time, everything. I can sit at a winery, sit outside, and enjoy being in something that I'm not. It's not my day-to-day world. This is only my weekend. So while I'm at a stressful job Monday through Friday, the weekend is my time to just be like, okay, there will be peace. That's what you have to tell yourself, that there will be peace. So when I'm sitting there with that beautiful cab drinking that big old bowl cap, and it's velvety and it's smooth on the palate, I'm telling myself, there will be peace. Because I'm sitting off looking at the vineyard, I'm looking at the rolling hills, I'm having great conversation, my blood pressure is down. There will be peace. That's what you got to tell yourself. And you have to believe it. And you have to do all the things to enact and ensure that peace will be a part of your life. Don't invite people into your circle who are negative Nancys, Debbie Downers, everybody who just always likes drama. That's not the people you need in your space. I promise you, if you just try it, your whole life will change. Your whole life, your lifestyle, everything. It'll be like, wow, why didn't I do this sooner? Why didn't I keep the people just who love drama? And I'm telling you, it's just like the other thing. The guy at our job who is the standby driver, he brings the keys for the buses. He brings the little punch in for everybody to punch in, because we punch in on a little iPad. He brings that. He also moves buses. He does all of this extra stuff that just really doesn't need to be done. Well, he was out with COVID for a month. So I was doing what he had been doing. So this little key box that we have with the keys, I would set it on the bottom of the steps of my bus, and everybody could just walk up and get their keys, punch in at their time, and go on their merry little way. Now, that didn't require you to have any conversation with me. I put it right there so you were able to get what you needed. I'd be, you know, checking out my bus or doing something else in my bus. You know, I'm not there to just cause you any drama. Well, the people kept complaining. Oh, he just grouchy in the morning. And I'm grouchy because I don't say anything. This is where we are in life. Just because I don't speak to you, oh, he has such a bad morning. I'm not having a bad morning. I woke up. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm just not at the space where I want to be sitting over here talking at 5:30, 6:30 in the morning. I'm just enjoying my time. And, oh, he listening to gospel, but he coming here just all grouchy. I'm not grouchy. I'm fine. It's you. So they kept calling and complaining about me over some frivolous stuff. Well, be careful what you wish for, because on yesterday, the guy came back. He ain't been back 2 days, and I want you to tell me, I want to tell y'all that they are having conniptions. Oh my God, he did this. Why did he do that? And then one of the girls came over to me. Well, did you drain the air out of my bus? Why would I do that? I don't understand. I said, they ain't gonna do it, B. I said, so what's it? You need to go talk to the person that did it. The person who is responsible. Oh my God. Yeah, I already had a conversation with him this morning, and it was all bad. I gave him the business. So, but y'all kept telling the office I was so bad. I had an attitude. I'm this, I'm that. So now, why are you at my bus? My door is closed. Why are you at my bus? Because if I'm all that, why are you here? That's all I want to know. Why are you here at my bus? I am trying to have peace in my life. There will be peace. if I have to keep my door closed, there will be peace. And I wave at you as I drive out. And I'm not mad. I have no reason to be mad. I'm not grouchy. I'm none of what you say I am. And see, that's what the thing is. You have to stop allowing what people say you are to become a part of what you believe you are. Because you can call me whatever you want, but I know who I am. I know who I am because I'm who God created me to be. And I am who I am because all of these years, I figured out who I am and who I want to be. And the person that I portray is who I am. Just because I don't speak in the morning does not make me grouchy. And you got to remember, we're coworkers. We're not the best of friends. You're somebody I work with. And everybody does not have to like you, and you don't have to like everybody. But here's this key thing, and I'm going to keep saying this. There will be peace if you set your mind and follow certain actions. There will be peace. So now they're talking about, well, we need to get together and go over there and have a meeting with the office. Oh, no. Y'all complained that I was grouchy and wouldn't speak because, see, I don't need you standing in my bus at 6 o'clock in the morning, standing here wanting to have a full conversation when you just barely woke up and I woke up before the crack of dawn. Because the other thing is, I live the furthest away from the job, so I commute the longest. So after I've commuted for an hour, hour and 15 minutes, I'm just not really ready to sit here when in turn I got to get ready to go out and receive these kids. Because, you know, that's a whole nother when you pull up and you got baby's kids out there. I'm just not ready to receive you and your foolishness that early in the morning, because you're complaining about this, you're upset about that, and you really have no reason to be upset. You have no reason. Blame the people who put you in the situation that you're in. Hold them accountable for their actions that got you in the situation that you're in. Don't blame somebody else, and don't take it out on somebody else who had nothing to do with it. You are the captain of your ship. You are the writer of your story. Write your story without any turbulence, because there will be peace, I promise you. Now, I ain't saying every day gonna be sunny, every day gonna be shiny, every day gonna be just a positive experience, but there will be peace if you allow it. I can't say it enough. There will be peace. So I just want to encourage you guys on that. Guard your space. Guard your space. Because it means so much, whether you believe it or not. Guard your space. Take some time to get to know you. Take some time to figure out who you are as a person. Who do you want to be? What do you want people to know about you? What do you want people to not know about you? Let time tell you who you are. Because tomorrow is not promised. So spend time focusing on getting you the person that you are to where you need to be, life will be grand. It really will. Spend some time by yourself. Get to know yourself. Talk to yourself. Just don't talk back. Talk to yourself. Get to know, what do you like? What things make you happy? What things make you sad? This is who I am. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm trying to accomplish. Set some goals. Do some new things. Change up some old things. Date outside of your comfort zone. Because your comfort zone will keep you bound. Bound up, baby. It'll keep you in bondage. And you don't always want to be in bondage. You want to be free. I know who Christopher Terrence Jones is. And I can proudly, boldly say, I'm a black man. I'm a same gender loving black man. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I know what makes me happy. I know what makes me sad. I know where I'm trying to go in life. I don't need anybody to change my thoughts of what works best for me. Now, what may work best for us as a couple, if we're dating, could be different than what works best for Christopher Terrence Jones. But since I'm single, it's all about me right now. Get on the bandwagon to work out who you are. That's the best thing that I can tell you, is get to know who you are and get comfortable being you and being free, because a lot of you are bound up by what people think and say about you. And a lot of times they're talking about you and don't even know you. It cracks me up when people have my name in their conversations and I've never even met you. You're talking about me as if you know who I am. Like we've been friends for 400 years and you know nothing about me. You've never had any interactions with me. Or you've seen me in passing. And now all of a sudden, you're an expert on Christopher Terrence Jones. Tell me anything about Christopher Terrence Jones as a kid. Wait, you don't know that because you don't know me. You don't know my history. You don't know my story. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how I held on when people downed me. I still held my head up high and I still kept moving forward when people drug my name through the mud. When I lost my little brother. When I lost my best friend. When I lost my dad. When I lost my cousins. When I lost my ex. I still overcame. And I'm still pressing forward. Because I know who I am. I know where I'm trying to go. I'm clear of all of that. I'm not confused. All you have to do is tell yourself this one thing. There will be peace. Have a great evening. It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. I'm out. Don't forget to share the podcast. See you soon.